dance with. If I could, I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Still love him to this day, so here we go.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Yeah. Thank you. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Time in cycles of existential rhyme. 'cause I've had enough of all this controversy. I've been affected and I can't lie, that shit quite frankly bothers me. She said, you're the man, I'm on together and I'm having doubts. We won't hurt you or all your plans, paraphernalia and contraband. I wasn't allowed to, I was proud to come to tons of germs and fuckeries in my life. All I'm saying is that's not me. Eternity. Chronic sunshine's forever. We know that it don't really know. I'm getting spat out of the pecker while you're cycling home. It's an ongoing circle. No sides to be bold. Visions refuse. She said you're a star, cause by and you're a star, and we're all stars, star that rebounds, but first the outcome flee. Before you know, before what to speak, I just forgot what I was thinking. Because of your missed call, the one you sent to me. And I wasn't allowed to, I was proud to call to tons of germs and fuckeries in my life. All I'm saying is that's not me. It could be you for all eternity. Chronic sunshine's forever.
The iron horses, the train yard's quiet when you're using higher forces. Like gravity, I'm running faster than everyone. If I get caught, big money, I'm gonna be spending some. 8 cans, a bit of the plot thickens. Put my rucksack on the front to get the pain quicker. It's all about efficiency, picture me. Skinny jeans running around, where's your dickies be, man? Higher powers to catch you straight away. On a big fat suit, man, I fuck a gateway. Drug and hate mugs are getting bait. Let me set it straight, I'm real right. And let's just say he gets this pain. This ain't a rap for a girl or whatever. It's a rap wrapped up for my guilty pleasure. The fuck the measure? I've already left the marks on my sweater. But I'll leave you with this. Chronic sunshine's forever.
Still sight. pas salarié. Moi je prie pour ne pas briller. Pour ne pas briller.
Set here. gonna pod this down. That was Anemone by the Brian Jamestown Massacre. My mom put me onto that song, so thank you very much. And now we have a little bit of Sonic Youth coming your way. This is Mildred Pierce.
A nuclear arrow, but I have no fear, 'cause London is Turning mics on. Oh, I think maybe. Yeah, they can hear me. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe my headphones aren't. There we go. Let's see if we can hear you. Oliver, say hello.
Shalom.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Shalom.
There we go. Tessa?
Hello.
Hey. Catherine, you're next?
Hello.
Amazing. All right, so this is the Music Savage Show, special edition with my three amazing trainees. We are coming up on the final couple of minutes of the show, and we are joined today by Oliver, because Sabrina couldn't make it, she's traveling, so I had a new trainee come in and kind of show everyone the ropes, and this is the last session. So I'm going to go kind of down, I mean, this is your first time with me, Oliver, but you were here for a few minutes. How are you feeling about being a DJ? You had a good style. You knew it was coming. I feel like you had a good time on the board. Tell me how you feel today after this, the great set you put together.
I loved it so much. I'm a big fan of music, but I don't create my own. So the way I interact with it creatively is curating it and letting other people listen to how I feel this morning. And being able to share that with whoever's out there listening was a great experience. I loved it a lot.
Excellent. Tell me, and I asked this of the three of them last week, but tell me about who shaped your musical style and taste and like how you feel you came to be, you know, you came to love the music that you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was on the air, I gave shout outs to both my parents because they really put me onto a lot of their music tastes and appreciation for that. But I'd say my dad especially, mm-hmm. He put me under the Doors. He loves all that kind of stuff. He loves jazz. He's in a band currently, and he was when he was my age.
Awesome.
So I'd have to say that he really inspired me there, as well as my mom, for bringing in her other sort of music taste as well.
So you grew up in a house with music that was kind of playing all the time.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's great. So tell me about how you feel your show. Once you get a show, how do you feel? What's it going to be like? Is it going to be, did you represent the show that you're going to be playing like just now?
I believe I did to a certain extent. Excellent. But I also, if I got my own show, I'd love to host all mm-hmm. my different friends. For example, I have this one friend, Patricia, she's Swiss and she loves French rap. So I feel like one day I can bring her on. She can explore her music taste. I have a friend, Dylan, who loves hip hop and R&B. So when he's on with me, he can play his music and we can explore that together. So I'd love to just be able to bring on different guests and friends and explore together different genres and see what kind of magic we can make.
That sounds excellent. And that's the fun thing about having a radio show, being able to bring in guests and like-minded, you know, music lovers. So I'm looking forward to your show, and I hope that it happens really soon.
Me too.
You did a great job. I appreciate the attention you paid to everything, and you got to play a CD.
That was really cool.
Which I really loved. So you were like, oh, you put the CD in. I'm like, I remember when I started doing that. It was great. I'm getting all these memories of when I was training back in the day. I think you three did a much better job. That's just me. Well, it was great to have you here. And I appreciate you that you want to be a DJ and that you want to be here and that you want to share your musical taste with the world, because that's what I want to hear. I want to turn on the radio and listen to the music that you love. So thank you, Oliver.
Thank you very much.
Now we're going to go over to Atessa. Hi, Atessa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
How did you feel on your second Friday of training?
Yeah, I liked it. I really like the atmosphere here. And my friend who I shouted out contacted me on WhatsApp and was like, I miss your voice. So that was nice.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
And do you have a feel, so when you get a show, do you kind of have a sense of how it's going to be for you? Like, or is it going to be, because, you know, as you guys know, this is a free form station, so you can play any kind of style and switch genres. But do you, were you thinking about the kind of show that you're going to be bringing every week?
Yeah, I think it would be pretty fluid in terms of, you know, what I curate together. Maybe I'd try to make it a little more cohesive.
But you don't have to, though, right?
True.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to do it with a friend who just finished training. So, yeah, and I think we have pretty similar music tastes, mm-hmm. but it'll be cool to, you know, see what happens when we combine forces. I'm also, I like just listening to albums in full and then, you know, like talking about each song. Mm-hmm. So that definitely won't happen too often, but I think every once in a while that could be fun.
I like the idea of having someone else in and kind of hearing two different music styles, and then you'd be able to kind of have a conversation with them, right? You can do what we're doing here and talk about the music that you played.
Yeah. Also, like, if we strike with a 4 a.m. slot, then, like, maybe we, not both of us, have to be there every time.
Exactly.
So that's a perk.
Right. You can go back and forth, or if someone can't make it, well, hopefully you won't get that 4 a.m. spot.
Yes.
Although sometimes you just need a good curated set of music from a DJ at 4 a.m. Well, you did a great job. I'm very impressed. You know, I was very happy with how the three of you have come in and just kind of absorbed and kind of taken everything in. And I think you've learned pretty quickly. And it's just about your showing up and, you know, letting the people know that are listening the music that you love. I mean, you did a great job. So welcome. And I can't wait to hear your show.
Thanks. I had a great time.
I had a great time having you here. And now we're going to turn to the final trainee, Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
How did you enjoy the training?
I really enjoyed it. I really like even just being in the studio and like being around music. I really love it. And it was really fun doing it with other people as well, like getting to hear their music taste and your music taste and just loads of different things. So I really loved it. I'm really excited to start for sure.
I love what you just said there, because like the three of, I mean, we kind of have similar styles of music. Everything that you've played, I've enjoyed and, you know, I've heard in one way or another. But another thing about being a DJ here is finding out music and songs that you've never heard before and then, you know, falling in love with that song. And, you know, I've got to hear songs that I've never heard from just the three of you, which I really like. That's why I love being a DJ, because you can't know all music, and you just got to hope that someone else comes along and says, well, you like this. Well, how about this? And that's a lot of fun. So your show, when you get a show, tell me about how you think it's going to be.
I'm really not too sure. I feel like it'll kind of just depend on how I'm feeling that day, because I think my music taste definitely varies a lot. I think there'll be more modern stuff sometimes. I think I might try and do it by genre each show, so I'm not switching around too much. But honestly, I can't promise anything. I might just have to see. But yeah, I think it also depends on the time. If it's like a 3 a.m., I mean, I think if you're listening to the radio at 3 a.m., I think you really just need some upbeat. I might give some heavy drum and bass, or if there's something like that, they really get you. I mean, whatever you're doing at 3 in the morning, I'm sure it will help you.
Yes, you'll need need to have some inspiration to stay awake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, it really depends. I definitely want to bring also different like kinds of music, like different regions of music from mm-hmm. like all over the world into it. But yeah, I think I'm definitely going to have to see.
Excellent. I'm excited for all three of you and for Sabrina as well when you get your shows. And just to know, my favorite part is going to be when you're all three of you have your shows and I get to tune in for the very first time and know that I played a small part in the fact that you're sitting here behind this mic playing music. So thank you all for coming in at this ungodly hour. You did a great job. I know it's hard getting up at you. You were here at 6:40, you know, like I am. And sometimes I can't believe I do it. But you came, and I appreciate each and every one of you for doing that. And so this is the beginning of your journey as a DJ and also as students. You know, you're all freshmen. So good luck to all three of you. And I hope you have a great first semester and that you can come here and find like an escape from your crazy school life and be able to kind of like sit back, and just decompress and play music, you know, get you through finals and what have you, what have you. I know our paths will cross again, but until then, it's been a pleasure. And so this is the beginning, and so I'm going to play a great song that I'm going to play. I'm going to dedicate this to all of you. It's REM's Begin the Begin, which is all what the three of you are doing. This is the Music Savage Show. It's Ryan D. We've got a few more minutes left. Here's REM.
Beneath all that late. I tried to lift it, but it seems I got there too late.
So